A reading from the first book of Samuel. It happened at that time that the Philistines mustered to fight Israel, and Israel went out to meet them in battle. Encamping near Ebenezer, while the Philistines were encamped at Aphek. The Philistines drew up their battle line against Israel. The battle was hotly engaged, and Israel was defeated by the Philistines, and about 4,000 of their army were killed on the field. The troops returned to the camp, and the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord allowed us to be defeated today by the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of our God from Shiloh, so that it may come among us and rescue us from the power of our enemies." So the troops sent to Shiloh and brought away the ark of the Lord of hosts, he who is seated on the cherubs. The two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, came with the ark. When the ark of the Lord arrived in the camp, all Israel gave a great shout so that the earth resounded. When the Philistines heard the noise of the shouting, they said, "What can this great shouting in the Hebrew camp mean?" And they realized that the ark of the Lord had come into the camp. At this the Philistines were afraid, and they said, "God has come to the camp. Alas," they cried, "this has never happened before. Alas, who will save us from the power of this mighty God? It was he who struck down Egypt with every kind of plague. But take courage and be men, Philistines, or you will become slaves to the Hebrews as they have been slaves to you. Be men and fight." So the Philistines joined battle, and Israel was defeated, each man fleeing to his tent. The slaughter was great indeed, and there fell of the Israelites 30,000 foot soldiers. The ark of God was captured too, and the two sons of Eli died, Hophni and Phinehas. The word of the Lord. Why has the Lord allowed us to be defeated today by the Philistines? This plaintive cry of the elders after defeat can mirror our own questioning when things fall apart. Having asked the question, there should be time to reflect, undertake self-examination, and place things into perspective. This is not the case here. They look for the magic bullet to bring an end to the threat. No embracing of responsibility, only the search for an easy way out, the quick fix. God gets the blame, and God is challenged to supply the answer. The Ark of the Covenant was that reminder of God's salvific presence to the people of Israel. It is not a talisman. Instead of taking the reminder to heart, they turned to the Ark as if it were some sort of magical weapon. For a moment it works. The Philistines are shaken by the presence of the Ark. They reflect. They take responsibility. And they win. For a time the ark is lost. The ark bearers are killed. Their father Eli dies from the shock not of losing his children, but the ark. One of his sons, Phinehas, leaves a pregnant widow. Shocked into childbirth, she names her son Ichabod. Where is the glory? God is divine presence, not a fairy godmother. Like Israel, we get a little confused about this, especially in times of stress and uncertainty. Stress and uncertainty are especially the hallmarks of our own time. And so is the tendency to look for the magical answer, the easy way out, the conspiracy which explains it all. Out of the window fly the soul-searching, taking responsibility, and reflecting on events in a clear and rational way. We might seem to be above the use of talismans. We are not. COVID has shown us that we will cling to any ridiculous and outrageous shortcut, whether it be bleach or ivermectin or chloroquinine. We wait in self-righteousness for the G5 radiation to cut down all those who've been vaccinated. A virus cannot be stopped by a talisman, only by collective responsibility and hard work on the side of researchers. That collective human effort toward mature responsibility and self-examination is the very matter God uses to shape a more glorious future. Phinehas' widow named her son Ichabod. Where is the glory? Arising from her sense of loss, not only of her husband, also of the very sign of God's presence. The ark was the sign. The reality lay in the people of faith, as it still does today. Are we able to move beyond trusting talismans and embrace the glory freely available?